Cher's musical, the musical about Cher's life. It was in previews, and then it had a soft opening, and then it had its Broadway opening.
Yes.
And all the stars are there in the audience, people up on stage singing and performing their heart out. And in the audience is Kanye West, and he's on his phone for a good part of the show, apparently. And that's when things got interesting.
Things got really interesting. So the guy who plays Sonny in the Cher show, Jared Spector, the actor, literally tweeted during the show.
During the show.
Tweeted out to Kanye, said, "Hey, Kanye West, so cool that you're here at the Cher show. If you look up from your cell phone, you'll see we're doing a show up here. It's opening night. Kind of a big deal for us. Thanks so much."
Oh.
And then Kanye, I don't know what the timeline on it was, but he apologized.
He did. He said, "Please pardon my lack of etiquette. We have so much appreciation for the energy you guys put into making this masterpiece."
Yeah. I think bravo for the guy who called him out on it.
Me too.
I think it's like people using their phones at the movies or at a Broadway show. It's really not cool.
Yeah. I agree with the movie thing. It drives me crazy. But I think, like, I don't know, calling him out on Twitter. I don't know. I do not like Kanye West, so I cannot believe I'm on the other side of this argument.
I know. I can't believe that you're backing Kanye on this one.
Because it's like, what if he looked down for a second? I don't know. And the guy, he had to call him out on Twitter. See, that's what bothers me about social media. Like, you could have just maybe asked somebody to go touch him on the shoulder and say, "Put your phone away." You know, you had to, I don't know.
No, but I mean, why not reach him through the vehicle, you know, by which he's being rude? And I'm like, to me, I think it was genius because it's rude. The people that are up there doing the show have put in hundreds of hours of work. You can give them the respect of putting away your phone for an hour until intermission. It's not even for the 2 hours. Like, you can check your phone at intermission. It's not going to be more than an hour.
And from the reporting on the story, I don't get that he snuck a peek at his phone quickly down while it was down, you know, on the floor. My sense is he was on his, like, taking notes, like, on for a while on his phone.
Yeah, they said he was staring at the phone during the entire performance, and they were finally like, "Buddy,
you ever sit behind somebody like that?"
All the time, and it drives me crazy.
Right.
But maybe Kim dragged him there. Maybe he didn't want to be there.
Too bad.
Then that's too bad.
Then don't get between you and Kim. Don't go, but don't ruin the show.
Don't.
If the performers can see you on your phone, right from the stage with
you're
all the
a
light
distraction.
And in their eyes, if they can see you, you know everybody around you can see you too.
Yeah, right. That's true. But I think it was more that he was Kanye too. Because if it was a regular guy, I don't think he would have.
No, I agree with that.
If he was a regular guy, we wouldn't even be talking. Like, I'm glad he called Kanye up because the regular guys probably think they can do it and no one will notice.
Yeah.
No one's going to call me out on it.
And if you're the person who paid $200, $300 for a seat, because the seats are not cheap, and you're sitting behind him, next to him, and the light on the phone, I don't even care if you dim it, you still can tell the person's on the phone. You got that in your peripheral vision, and it's ruining the experience for you, and you paid $200 for a seat. I'm not happy.
How come one of the staff people at wherever they were didn't come up and tell him to put his phone away?
I don't know.
Shine the laser pointer at him or something like that during a show, then that becomes distracting.
Yeah, that's true.
They say it in the beginning, and they all... We just went to a show, my wife and I went to a show Friday night at the Lyric Stage, and it's live performance, and they always say, turn your phones off. Don't even mute them. Turn them off so you can't feel it vibrate or anything. And there's always those two or three people
that
who feel like
it.
They're special, no one will see, and it's like, no, I'd like to put those people on blast and just say, what do you think? 617-931-1067. How did they handle it? What do you think?
To say, I think that was the exact right way to target Kanye on this one, and obviously it worked, and Kanye got the message.
Yeah.
It was effective.
It aggravates me going to any shows, and it's like people think they're sitting on their couch at home, and they've got conversations going on, and you can't hear what's happening.
Right. And it's always, you know, when you're sitting behind them and they open up their phone, they go right to Facebook or Instagram. It's not like they're checking in at the hospital to see how the surgery went or anything like that. You know what I mean? It's always like they just want to be on social media or text somebody, you know?
Right. I thought it was a genius move.
Yeah, where is the staff, though? How come the staff people didn't come tell them to put it away?
Because they can't be running up and down the aisles. Then they become a distraction.
Right. Take matters into your own hands. Just take care of
it. I loved it. Hey, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Yeah, be well.
Hi, Magic. What do you think? Team Jared, Team Kanye?
Team Jared.
Nice. All right.
It's unanimous.
Yeah, no. Isn't that annoying when people use their phone?
Absolutely. But you know what? You guys are wasting your breath. It's Kanye West. He can do anything he wants, right?
Well, I'm still mad at the staff people. I'm thinking, where are they? This is a major Broadway place. Where were they? Radio City? Where was the show?
Like, where was everybody?
The theaters, you know, in the theater on Broadway, I'm sure.
I'm actually mad at them because I always see staff people come and tell you, put your stuff, like, if you have your phone on or if you're on the phone.
Yeah, the staff people were probably afraid to approach Kanye and call him out, but I'm glad he got called out.
Exactly.
Remember the last time I've seen a staff person walk up to somebody during a Broadway show? They're not going to do that.
No. I see it all the time when they tap them on the shoulder and tell them they have to put their phone down or they have to go in the lobby.
Yeah. All right, your team, Jared. Got it. Thank you. Hi, Magic. What do you think? Team Jared, Team Kanye?
I'm totally against Kanye.
Ugh.
The reality is the guy called it out on Twitter, and Kanye saw it. So it's not like he was checking a text from the babysitter.
Correct.
Or something.
Right.
He saw it on Twitter. He was going through his Twitter feed.
Yeah. During a Broadway show, if you're checking social media, it's rude.
Exactly. Well, and as someone who's been on stage, to think that you're going through your Twitter instead of going and enjoying the show you went to, you took the time to go to, it's ridiculous.
I feel you.
Are you an actor?
I sing, and I used to act back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah, no, people have to put their phones away. It's just courteous to the performers. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
Matter of fact, if you're looking at your phone right now during this break on the radio station, we take umbrage at that. So put your phone down. You should be listening to us.
We want your full attention.
Hey, have a great day. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas. Yeah,
take care. You know what this is about, by the way? This is about Kanye being... I was just going to use a word that I probably can't use on the radio, but that's what I'm thinking. Like, Kanye does not enjoy a reputation as a... He doesn't get away with much anymore because he's kind of a jerk a lot of the time.
Oh, yeah. No, he's right? Totally.
So any time that there's an opportunity to go, hey, dude, you know, you're acting like a jerk, that's what's going to happen.
I think that's part of it, too.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Totally.
I think it's called...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.